I'm here with the crew from Tales from Cowtown, an awesome performing arts show that took place today here in Covelo. Would you guys like to go around and introduce yourselves?
Yep. My name is Daniel Nickerson, and I live in Red Crest in Humboldt County on the Eel River, and I've been doing Cowtown-related activities for almost 10 years now, but this is the biggest, most ambitious, farthest-reaching puppet program we've done yet.
Hi, my name is Damla. I live in Arcata, and I just joined the team, I don't know, a month ago?
My name is Taylor Ann Finch. I've been part of the Cowtown crew for a number of years, playing music and doing puppet shows, and also live in Red Crest.
Hello, my name is Rory, and I'm representing Neyland. And I am part of this troupe now for about 6 months. And I lost my voice. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you guys for coming out and bringing your great show all the way to tiny little Covelo. And woo, I know you guys are recipients of the Upstate California Creative Corps first grant program that they did this year, and that is what funded your performance here today. But it also sounds like Tales from Cowtown has been a work in progress for a really long time. So do you want to tell me a little bit about what it's like to be a grant recipient from the Upstate California Creative Corps and how that has helped you get Tales from Cowtown into more communities?
It was really delightful to be part of the grant cycle. We found out just about a year ago in the middle of summer that it was going to happen, and we had proposed what for us was the most ambitious sort of rural theater tour we've ever done, and now we're doing it. And all that was possible, it's been like a job all winter. We've our core crew of performers, in addition to an extended crew of creative folks, have been employed through this grant to use their creative skills to tell these stories of puppets responding to disasters and emergencies like fires and floods and earthquakes. And now we get to bring these stories into communities that have experienced these things and start conversations and have conversations with kids and talk to kids about how they feel about this sort of stuff. And it's been fantastic and all been made possible by the Upstate grant cycle.
It seemed like we got to go about the show in ways that we've wanted to in the past, but not in the past. It felt like we didn't have any funding. We developed a show and then tried to make money to sort of pay ourselves back. Process of applying for a grant and thinking about resiliency in rural communities where we're living and things that we've been facing since the pandemic, since a lot more immediate emotions around what's happening in our climate. We've all started working in schools and talking to kids about it, and so it was this query of how do you talk about these big issues with young people. I'm thinking about earthquakes, which is something that in the last couple years up in Humboldt County, we've had really large earthquakes and the epicenter being really close to where we live, and talking to kids and them being totally scared, which is so understandable. And earthquakes are a part of life. They're part of our communities in some way. It's part of the way that the earth works things out. So we didn't know how to talk about it, but we are interested in actor creator theater, devised theater, wanting to take the time to write a story to in a collaborative way. And that's a lot to ask a group of people, but having some funding to support that meant that we really got to dive in deep with each other and think about the issues that are facing our own communities and talk to our communities about it. And that was really fun and felt like a next level for us as artists.
And I know you guys performed 2 times in Covelo today. 3 times. We're very lucky to have seen you 3 times today in this community. After you do your performances, you hold about a half an hour or more of community engagement apps, which I think is really awesome. And what's some of the feedback that you were hearing from community members today, both adults and children?
With the kids, we just been playing their curiosity about how puppets work and why they can be so effective is really contagious, and their desire to touch and play with them and operate themselves and come up with a voice for the puppet, all that sort of stuff is really fun, and it's all part of bringing a really tactile, imaginative form of communication and performance into these spaces that doesn't have anything to do with Chromebooks, you know. And so that's been really fun, kids just engaging with that sort of stuff. And adults have been coming up too, and we had a great conversation at the school today with the school psychologist.
Well, he was just talking a lot about how things out in community and seeing the puppets come to the school and talk about things that are happening in their environments. He was really excited and like, let's do more of this, or let's have kids make masks so it can be part of what it means to mask, understanding how maybe some of the ways we mask ourselves in the world, or how we can kind of work through emotions. Puppets really support that because you can kind of emote through something. You have conversations or conflict resolution or just trying something out and it being less maybe nervous or shy or insecure, whatever you might feel, because it's coming through something else. So that was really nice feedback to hear, that some of those messages were coming from somebody who's worked in the school for 30 years. I think today after the show here in the Walnut Grove, somebody came up, just an adult, saying like, thank you for the story about the river. Like, that was really emotional for me to think about what it means for the river to flow to the sea and to join the sea and become more of a collective, and that independent journey towards the collective journey really spoke to me, which felt great because that was what we had hoped to tell, that tale of river as this sentient being. And then I think a lot of the conversations afterward, people identify with the character, and so they like, well, I just loved Flower Child. I remember that feeling of being that young child wanting the attention or wanting to play. And as a performer, it's really nice to hear that feedback, that people can see themselves in the story. And I feel like that's feels successful when somebody can see themselves in the story.
Yeah, I think you guys hit the nail on the head. I think that it's really nice to be able to use puppets as a medium for engagement, because it really lets people just communicate through each other and through fun and through engagement. And that can, you can just get really positive and really just loving with each other in a really just great and wholesome way. So,
yeah, for as many adults that have come up and had something kind of intellectual or emotional to say, there's also been a bunch of adults that were just like, whoa, that salmon puppet was cool. The salmon puppet's maybe the biggest, most complicated, kind of impressive puppet. And I think the kids are a little bit intimidated by it, but the adults love it. And I know a lot of adults have been thinking about the salmon runs and been following the stories of the rivers and the dam removal and the restoration of salmon runs and that sort of stuff. And so it's just everybody gets a little cathartic feeling, get to celebrate the king salmon walking through the park, you know, mm-hmm. No matter how old you are.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for telling us about your process. And I can also totally relate to what you're saying. How do we judge the success of art? And like, impact and engagement is a great barometer, in my opinion. And I would love you guys to tell us, where can folks see more Tales from Cowtown? What are your performances that you guys have coming up?
The name of our group is the Cowtown Serenaders. Cowtown Serenaders. And that is a group that can be found on Facebook and Instagram. There's also a website, www.greetingsfromcowtown.com. And we'll be continuing to do performances. These are our only Mendocino County performances this weekend, but then we got a few weeks off, and our final little trek is going to be the last weekend of June into Lake County. And that's so far in the future, I'm not even sure I've got the dates off the top of my head. But the last weekend of June, we'll be heading to Lake County and doing some performances there. And all that information is listed on the Facebook and the website and stuff.
Facebook, Instagram, the website also has ways that you can reach out to us. So these are the performances that we have scheduled through the grant that we've been working with the Upstate Creative Corps. But we're excited to do more performances. And so if you would like to bring Tales from Cowtown to your community, we'd love to talk with you about that as well. We're really excited to keep sharing what we've been working on with people.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This has been Jen Procacci reporting for KMUD.